the components of market share change. We often measure our company performance by the change in the company's market share. If market share is increasing, the company is performing well. If share is falling, the company is performing badly. However, we think that net volatility is a better measure of our company performance. Net volatility gives you a more current view of the customer's attitude toward the company because it measures recent customer decisions. If a company has a net negative volatility position, its market share is probably falling. However, if it is not falling, its market share will eventually fall as the better customers in the industry join the other defecting customers. A short story. A few years ago, while we were still consulting, we served a leading consumer products company. It was a dominant market leader and served by far the best customers in the market. This company's customers were gaining share in their own markets. So our client company was gaining share itself. However, the company had net negative volatility. Its market share continued to increase despite this negative volatility because its strong customer base continued to take share in its own market. This is a prescription for disaster. Fortunately, this company caught this net negative volatility early and reversed the policies causing the negative volatility. It's interesting to note here that negative volatility is usually the result of policy decisions by the company. An awful lot of negative volatility is due to a conscious decision by the company who suffers it.